would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the man you married and committed your life to, and now automatically delete. I'm still pursuing reconciliation because I'm still in love with you, and I'm still a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, which appears we don't share. But I had an interaction with people from, well, the U.S. representatives from New Zealand in Venco, and it's interesting because what's happening is a technology lockout. They want to sell their product to us, but they don't want to tell us how to use their product. And so we have 4 units installed at a store, can't use them, and which is, you know, remarkable. But it's interesting, and you know, I wonder when I deal with things like that. I'm striving to do things well. And when you do that, and you point out the fact, because I have pointed out the fact, you're locking us out, it doesn't go over very well. It's like pointing out the fallacy in the institutional church. It doesn't go over very well, does it? But if you strive for an honest struggle to know, to be obedient to Christ, and you strive to be honest with other people, you may say things inappropriately, but you have to be able to say them and hear the response. And I'm less than perfect at this, but I'm striving to do that rather than simply close my ears, close my heart, and run. Anyway, my lady, I love you, and I'm not giving up.